This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With cold weather moving in on top of us over the weekend here, it's important to try and avoid frozen pipes. Be sure to wrap exposed pipes with insulating material, eliminate cold air sources near water lines by repairing broken windows, insulating walls, closing off crawl spaces, and getting rid of drafts in your doors. But also remember what to do if your pipes do freeze. Immediately stop water service using the home's main water shutoff valve, contact a licensed plumber, and never use hot water, a torch, or any open flame to thaw a frozen pipe or water meter. This information can be found on the City of Park Falls, Wisconsin's Facebook page. Friday, January 23rd and Saturday, January 24th, the Park Falls Public Library would like you to be aware that they will be closed due to inclement weather. Any items due during the closure will be due on the day they reopen, which is planned to be Monday. Once again, today and tomorrow, the Park Falls Public Library will be closed due to the weather, and any items due during the closure will be due on the day they reopen, which is scheduled as Monday. They thank you very much for your patience and understanding in trying to keep everybody safe. Winter weather has moved into the area, with several local schools shutting down because of it. This does include our local Shawamigan School District, who also canceled their after-school events over the weekend, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why it's so dangerous to be outside.
An extreme cold warning extends statewide, where actual temperatures will be tumbling to 30 below zero up north and nearly 15 below zero south. Toss some gusty winds on top of that, you get a wind chill, as the cold air moves the protective bubble of heat away from your body. This means it will really feel more like 30 below to nearly 50 below. And Friday's high temperatures across the state won't climb above zero the entire day. Frostbite in these situations can happen in as little as 5 to 10 minutes on any exposed skin. So bundle up and layer up. Cover up your face with a scarf, and I suggest mittens instead of gloves, because your fingers together actually hold the warmth better. Also, your pet's paws are subject to this as well. Don't leave them outside. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
When there are extreme cold conditions, it's important to know which actions to take. People should dress in layers, limit time outside, know the signs of hypothermia and frostbite, check on loved ones and neighbors, and bring your pets inside. For your home, you should have enough fuel for heat, be sure to monitor your furnace, use space heaters with caution and never leave one unattended, check smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, and slow drip your faucets to prevent pipe bursts. For your vehicle, you should keep your gas tank at least half full, have a vehicle emergency kit that includes extra blankets, check your tire pressure, check your battery, and be sure to notify your family of any travel plans. You can find these tips and more on the Ready Wisconsin Facebook page. Wednesday, February 4th at 12:15 p.m., you're invited over to the Phillips Senior Dining Site at 144 North Avon Avenue for a presentation and open discussion on advanced planning with Christy Spear from Spear Law Office. You can also join them for a meal ahead of the presentation. If you choose to do so, they ask that you reserve a meal 24 hours before by calling 715-339-5301. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, February 4th at 12:15 p.m. over at the Phillips Senior Dining Site. A Republican bill to regulate data centers is advancing in the state capitol. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
The bill passed mostly along party lines in the state assembly last Tuesday. It would require the Public Service Commission to protect ratepayers from a rise in electric costs associated with data centers. It would also require closed-loop water systems and require annual reports on water use. Democratic state lawmakers have proposed their own bill to regulate data centers, but it hasn't gotten a hearing in either chamber. And they criticized the Republican proposal, calling it underdeveloped and on a fast track through the legislature. They say it does not give the Wisconsin Public Service Commission the authority needed to protect residents from increased energy rates and does not sufficiently hold corporations accountable. The bill still needs approval in the Senate. If passed there, it would still need approval from Governor Evers, who is expected to veto it.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been local news right here on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's lost four of their last five games, including Wednesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bobby Portis on what he saw on the tape of that game.
I think just overall, you always want to just take care of the ball, especially against teams like that, scrappy teams that kind of feed off transition baskets and things. So kind of sad we didn't take care of the ball, get off to a good start early, and that kind of just, you know, pour it on to the rest of the game. Wish we would have, you know, took care of the ball better.
College hoops. Another win for Wisconsin. The Badgers beat Penn State 98-71 last night in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin has now won five in a row. They'll host the USC Trojans on Sunday. NFL. The Packers' search for a new defensive coordinator continues. Matt LaFleur interviewed former Packers defensive back Al Harris. Harris has been a secondary coach for the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and currently for the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and it's not going to warm up much today. Mostly sunny with a high of 10 to 12 below zero this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to between 25 and 30 below for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 3 below. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.